Okay, today's Daf Ayin Vav. Today's Shiur is sponsored by Alan and Callan Lieberman, Lezecher Nishmas, Alan's father, Rabbi Shmuel Lieberman, Harav Shmuel Ben Rav Katriel. Okay. Hmm? It was. You're giving a gimel. Okay, so we are on the Mishnah, I believe, on Ayin Vav, discussing more the process of the making of the Menachos. So it says, the Mishnah says, Kol ha-menachos te'unos shalosh me'os shifa, v'chamesh me'os be'ita. Every korban mincha needs 300 shifos. Now shifa seems to be rolling between the fingers. I guess you're taking the wheat, you're trying to take the wheat and separate things from it, so you have to roll it within your fingers 300 times, v'chamesh me'os be'itos, and to bang it 500 times. Machlokas, where you pound it with, with your fist, with your palm, some say your foot, right? then the 300 would be your hands and 500 would be your foot, which makes sense. So 301, 500 for the other things. The shifa be'ita b'chitin. Tanakama says that this rolling between the fingers and the pounding with the fist of the palm is done when it's still grain, when it's still grain, it's still chitin. Rabbi Yossi Omer b'batzik. He says, no, you roll and you pound when the dough is already wheat is already made into dough. That's when you roll and pound. The idea here is to make it really pure, fresh, beautiful flour and beautiful dough to make nice mincha. Kol ha-menachos ba'os eser. Every korban mincha should come with 10 chalos or 10 rikikin from the solus, from the fine flour that you make. You have to make 10 chalos or 10 rikikin, depending on the korban. Chutz mi lechem upon him, except for the lechem upon him, which stays on the shulchan every Shabbos, v'chaviti kohen gadol, and the minchas chavitim the kohen gadol will bring every day. Shehein ba'osh de mesrei. They are 12 chalos. Right? I guess the minchas chavitim is 6 in the morning, 6 at night, and the lechem is 12 on there. Divi Rabbi Yehuda. That is the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir Omer, no, he says, what's the default? Kulam ba'osh de mesrei. They all come 12. Chutz mi chalos toda unziris, except for the karbanos that are coming from the toda, which is really 40, but it's 4 times 10, because each one is going to bring 10, and the chalos that are brought of the shamay and nazir when he completes his naziris. Shehein bos eser. They come 10 and 10. Okay, so what's the default? So Tana learned in the Braisa, shaf achas, it's just sort of just giving us the math ratios, shaf achas, one roll in between the fingers, is boet shtayim. So the ratio is 1 to 2. So therefore, shav shtayim, right, if you, shav achas boet shtayim, but shav shtayim boet shalosh. If you spin it twice, then you have to bang it 3 times. It's not equal, all right? It's 1 to 2, 2 to 3. So I guess you say it's 2 to 3. So therefore, every 3 shifos, every 3 rollings would be 5. I guess that's how it goes, 1 to 2. 2 to 3, 2 to 3, 3 to 5. So if you multiply that, then you get 300 to 500. I guess that's the multiplication. Okay. By Rabbi Yirmiyah, our friend Rabbi Yirmiyah asked the following question: Am tuye vasuye chad, odim am tuye vatuye trei. When you roll it on your hands, so when you roll it, is it back and forth one or forth one back one? So what's the rolling? Typical Rabbi Yirmiyah question. He doesn't get thrown out for this. So my what's the lacha teku? So that's the lacha is a teku. Similar idea, but we mentioned with the lulav. When we said the lulav, you have to shake it. Was it one? Is it one or just one, or is that two? Similar question that Rav Yirmiyah is asking about this. Okay.
Is it the kohen who does this?
I'm assuming so.
So it's part of the avoda.
I'm assuming it's. I don't know where it's done, but I'm assuming this is all done by the kohen.
Okay.
I mean, it's not one of the dalal avodas. If you have Melechas Machshavas Pigel, it's not going to make the korban pigel at this point.
Right,
that's what I was wondering. Okay. All right. The Mishnah then brought the Machlokas. When do you do this rolling and this pounding? So the Tanakhama said you do it when it's still when it's still chitin, and when Rav Yossi says it was when it's the dough. So Yibayelahu. So the question that they're asking now, when Rav Yossi says that it's done when it's dough, b'batzeik v'lo b'chitin, o duma af b'batzeik. Do you do it only at the batzeik, or you do it again at the batzeik, at that part? So Tashma, we bring a raya, the Tanya, we have a brayso that says, shifu b'ita b'chitin, that's what we just said, the shifu b'ita is done by when it's in the kernels. Rabbi Yossi Omer, shifu b'ita b'batzeik, which is which exactly similar. It's different than our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi Omer Batzeik. Here, Rabbi Yossi says Shifo Ubeita Babatzeik. So the idea, I think the limit is by the fact that he was long in his language. He didn't just say Rabbi Yossi Omer Batzeik, like it says in the Mishnah. He says no Shifo Ubeita Bibatzeik. He's mashma that the shita is it's dafka by the Batzeik, not before, because otherwise he could have just said after Batzeik or Shifo Ubeita Bibatzeik. I think that by saying Shifo Ubeita Babatzeik. I'm not sure because I saw that there's like your issues. Like the top Rashi says, Rabbi Yossi Omer Shifu Beitav Batzeik VeLo Bechitin. I'm not like short Rayas, but that's par for the course in this Gemara. Okay, the next Mishnah said Kol Amenachos. Right, there's a machlokes in the Mishnah between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir as to what the majority of the Menachos come from. So Rabbi Yehuda says that all the Menachos come 10 except for the Lechem Panim and Lechaviti Kohen Gadol. And there are 12. So the Gemara says, Lechem Apanim. So how do we know? So Lechem Apanim, that's made that you have 12. The Hedjik Sivbe, that's written Mufurish in the Pasuk. Pasuk says, Vayikra Perich of Dalek, Lekach Asos Fisa Usa, Shtemes Vechalos. 12 Chalos. Clear. Chavite Kohen Gadol, the Chavite Kohen Gadol that are made, you have to make 12. Where do you learn that from? Asya, and no one argues. Everyone agrees the Lechem Apanim and the Chavite Kohen Gadol are 12. He says, Asya mi Lechem Asya Chuka Chuka mi Lechem Apanim. There's a Zeir Shava of Chuka Chuka from Lechem Apanim. By the Lechem Apanim, the Pasuk says, Kodesh Kodeshim Hu Lo Me Yishei Hashem Chok Olam. So there's one Chok. And by the Chavite Kohen Gadol, it says, Chok Olam Hashem Kol Lo Taktir. So just like the Lechem Apanim is made at 12, so to the Chalos are made 12. Mechuka Chuka. It's actually Chok Chok. Now, Kol Shar Menachos Tabo Eser Eser Min Olam. How does he know that all other Korban Minchos come 10 loaves? So Gamar Milach Meitoda. He learns that from the Lach Meitodin. The Lach Meitodin, it's explicit that it says 10. It's 10. It's 4 times 10, but it's 10. Right? So, Gomer mi Lach Meitodin. Mal halon eser, akan eser. Just like the Lach Meitodin are 10, so to every other kind of minchah is 10. Where it says, why are you learning all of the menachos from Lach Meitodin? Why don't they learn it from Lechem Apanim? Right? I have two sources. One source is 12, one source is 10. You're choosing to learn it from the 10 source. Why not learn it from the 12 source? The Leilev mi Lechem Apanim. So Malahalon Shnei Mesrei, Avkan Shnei Mesrei. Just like the Lechem Apanim, it's 12 loaves, so to everywhere else, it should be 12 loaves. I mean, what's the rule? What's the outlier? You just decided, seemingly haphazardly, to use the 10 as the rule. Why not use the 12 as the rule? So Gemara says, no, Mestavra Milach Meitoda Havelei Lemelev. It makes more sense to learn all of the Menachos from the Lach Meitoda, which are 10, and not from the Lechem Apanim, which are 12. Shekain, because now we can list a bunch of similarities. Shekain, all other menachos are similar to the Lach Meitodah in the following ways. Number one, Yachin. They're a Korban Yachin as opposed to the Lach Meitodah, opposed to the Lechem Apanim, which is a Korban Tzibur. Hamis Nadev. All the other Korbanos come as an Adava, but the Lechem Apanim is a Chova. It's not necessarily true because you also have the Korban Mincha of Achatas, which would be a Chova. Okay. Shemen. The Lach Meitodah are, there's oil. The Lechem Apanim, sorry, the shemen in the solus, in the flour, you put the shemen. The Lach Meitodah, the Lechem Apanim, you do not. Nifso, the Lach Meitodah have a psul, meaning that the psul is a day. After a day and a night, it's psul. The Lechem Apanim go for a whole week. Shelo b'Shabbos, regular Lach Meitodah and all the minchas are not docha Shabbos. Lechem Apanim is docha Shabbos. Vishalobatuma, Lach Meitodah and all the minchas cannot be brought when you're in a state of impurity. But the Lechem Apanim is docha tumah, right? If the Lechem Tamei or the Kohanim are Tameim, it still goes. So you see that's similar to other Korbanos. The other Menachos are similar to the Lechem Meitodah. I think it was 6, right? Yachim, Misnadev, Shemin, Nivsar, Shlobashar, Shlom Tumah. It's 6. Adarab, the man says, no, Adarab, the Lechem Apanim have the Meitodah play. You split all of the Menachos from the Lechem Apanim because they're similar in the following way. Shekain, Hekesh, both the other Menachos and the Lechem Meitodah are Kachik Kachim. The Lach Meitodah are Kachakalim. Lavona, they both need Lavona, but the Lach Meitodah does not require Lavona. Matzah, they come they come Matzah. And the Lach Meitodah also have Chametz in them. And the Etzem, they come by themselves.
What do you mean Matzah? What's
it's all Matzah. Lach Meitodah has Chametz. Lach Meitodah have one of the sets is leavened bread.
Okay.
So, but that's not by the Lach Meitodah, and it's not by the other Menachos. They're all unleavened. The Lechem Apanim do not have any chametz in them. The Lach Meitodah do have chametz in them.
Right.
So, on one set, right? The Etzem and the
Lechem Apanim
no, they do not.
No.
How they raise?
What?
How they
rise to the point before till Din Chametz. They were the experts. That's one of the Gemaras. They were able to do that.
Dense.
It was dense, and it wasn't Nechmatz.
Look at the picture.
Right. So excited about the picture. So you're flipping through the Chumash, and everyone's when you're younger, like, well, where are the pictures?
Exactly.
How that happened?
Exactly.
Okay. So the etzem, right? So the lachmei toda do not come in and of themselves. They're the sidekick of the carbon toda, as opposed to the shtei lechem and other menachos, which are brought by themselves. Whereas it's hanuk nefishin, that's six against four, six wins. Now, the havamina probably is that one of the four comparisons is just more fundamental, and that's where it would trump. But they say no, it's not. So the east now the gemara asks. Based on, I mean, remember, Gemara in Zvachim, we had, somewhere in the middle of the Masechta, we had these questions about when it came to Kachim, you know, Dover Lom Gzeir Shava, can't go and learn after someone else's Gzeir Shava. So one of the questions was, something that was learned with the Gzeir Shava, can again go and learn out as a Binyan Av? Something you learned out from Gzeir Shava. I learned B from A is from Gzeir Shava. Now B has similarities to other things that make a Binyan Av, can you learn it out? So over here, remember, we learned that the Chavite Kohen Gadol, which is B, is learned out from Gzeir Shav and Lechem Panim A to make 12. Now, why can't you just say that, well, the Chavite Kohen Gadol can then learn out to a Binyan Av to all the other Karbonos Mincha? Because we just ask, all the other Karbonos Mincha should be compared, are they compared either to the Lechem Panim or to the Lach Meitoda? We say Lach Meitoda because it's 6. But now the Gemara says, well, why don't we learn it out from the Chavite Kohen Gadol? But that only applies if you say that something that learns as Gzeir Shav can then learn out for Binyan Av. That's what Gemara asks. The Isvirlan, if you hold, if Rav Yehuda would hold, that Davar Alom Gzeir Shava, Choser Milam Vinyanav, Nelef Mechavite Kohen Gadol. So let's learn out all other Menachos from the Chavite Kohen Gadol and say, Mala Holon Shtei Mesrei, just like by the Chavite Kohen Gadol, Shtei Mesrei, because it learned out from the Chukah from Lechem upon him. Afkan, so to the other Menachos should be Shtei Mesrei. So the Gemara says, no. Again, we're going to start giving a list. Number one, Mistabra Milach Mitod. Now we have to see, Our regular menachos, are all other menachos more comparable to Lach Meitoda or to Chavite Kohen Gadol? So it's going to be a different list than we had. So Mistabra Lach Meitoda Lemelef, Wa Shekain, Hisnadev, the Nedavos, right? But the Chavite Kohen Gadol is a Chova. Chatzoyin, all other menachos and the Lach Meitoda, you don't split up what's there. But the Chavite Kohen Gadol, it's split up, half in the morning, half in the evening. Lepigel, all other menachos have a komets. So to the Lach Meitoda, so there's a if there's a komets, the komets is matr something b'achila, and therefore you can have a concept of pickle. When it comes to the Chavite Kohen Gadol, the whole thing is burnt on the Mizbeach. So there is no matir, I don't know, right? There's no mat, I guess. There's no matir, and therefore the pickle, the Machshavas pickle wouldn't apply. Number right, so head, oh, I missed the first one. Wait, no, right, hedjot. First one was hedjot, I missed. The Chavite Kohen Gadol is a Kohen Gadol, the other ones are korbanos for hedjot. So it's hedjot, hisnadi, chatzayim pickle, shalom b'shavas. The other menachos and lach meitoda, you can't bring them on Shabbos. The chavite kohen gadol is on Shabbos. That's number 5. Vishalob tumah. The other menachos and lach meitoda do not come in tumah. The chavite kohen could come in tumah. That's 6. So I have 6. The Gemara says adarabba. On the other hand, all of the menachos are similar to chavite kohen gadol in the following ways: havli lemelef, shekain yisaron. They're brought with one yisaron. So lach meitoda have multiple yisaronim. It's kli. All other menachos and the chavite kohen gadol need a kli sharis. But they become kadosh when they're put in the kli sharis. The lach meitoda become kadosh. They become kadosh with the shechita of the korban toda itself. That's what makes them kadosh. The level of kadosh is also different. Korban minachos and the chavitim are kachim kachim, so that's hektesh. The lach meitoda are kachim kalim. Levona, the other minachos and the chavitim minchas chavitim require levona. The lach meitoda do not. Matzah, other menachos and minchas avitim become are unleavened. The lach meitoda also has leavened bread in there. The etzem, all of the menachos and the chavitim come by themselves, but the lach meitoda comes because of another carbon. Hagasha, all of the menachos and the minchas avitim require to, you know, that hagasha, you have to bring them to the southwest corner of the mizbeach. The lach meitoda do not require that hagasha. The ishim and the other menachos and the minchas chavitim, you're makir from them on the mizbeach. I mean, for the other menachos, you mark the komets. From the chavitim, you mark everything. But the lach meitoda are not hukra on the mizbeach. They're actually eaten very fast. They're eaten. V'hani nefishin. And that's more. I mean, that's 8 things, right?
So, but what difference does it make?
Wait a second. Isaron, kli, hektesh, levona, matzah, etzem, agasha, ishan. That's 8. So 8 should come to trump to 6.
Why are they having a discussion?
They're trying to figure out whether or not all Korban and Minchos are supposed to come with 10 loaves or 12 loaves. So it depends where you're learning from. If you're learning from the Lachmei Torah, it's 10 loaves. Before, we try to learn it out from the Lechem Lepanim, would have been 12. We knocked that off. Now we're trying to say learn it out from the Minchas Chaviti Kohen Gadol, which is also 12. What's the default? 10 or 12?
Well, it's obvious from the discussion that no matter what, they have similarities, but they're different also.
Correct. So which similarity, which one does it make more sense to learn from? So the Gemara is saying it makes more sense to learn from the item that's more similar to it. So before we said that the regular menachos are more similar to Lachmei Todah because it was had six similarities as opposed to the Lechem Apanim, which had four similarities. Now we just have another six similarities, the same six similarities, but it's similar to the Minchas Chavite Kohen, similar to the Chavite Kohen Gadol in eight ways. So the Chavitim Kohen Gadol is brought with 12 loaves. So all of the Minachos also went with 12 loaves, because 8 is more than 6. It's more similar. The Gemara says, no. Forget the fact that it's more. Here we have a trump card. Hedjot me hedjot adifle. It's better, it's more, there's a trump card in that the fact that all of the Minachos and the Lachmei Todah are both brought by a hedjot. They're brought by a non-Kohen, as opposed to, forget the 8 and 6. Just they're much, do you have this basic fundamental similarity, and that they're brought by an individual who's a hedjot, not by a Kohen or a Kohen Gadol. So that's a trump card, and therefore I don't have to worry about. So when it came to, I guess the Gemara is saying, the Gemara stuck, because before we could have also said, we could have had other trump cards. We didn't bring any trump card. We just said 6 is greater than 4. Here we went the other way, when 8 became greater than 6, we had to bring in the trump card of hedjot and hedjot. Now Rav Meir was the opposite. Kulon bo shtei mesrei. He said, no, all the menachos are learned from either the Chavit Kohen Gadol or from the Lechem upon him, that they're brought with 12 loaves. The exception is the Lachmei Todah and the Lachmei Nazir, which is 10. So Micah Savra, what does he hold? So he can hold a few things. Isvirulei, if he would hold, Dover Halamim Igzera Shava, Chozer Milam Binyanav, maybe he holds that something that's learned out from Igzera Shava, which was the Minchas Chavitim, was learned out Chuka from Lechem upon him, that it's 12. And then it goes, learned it out to the other Menachos from Binyanav, because Yolech Mechavite Gon Gadol, he'll learn out all of the Menachos from the Chavite Gon Gadol, the Hanin Nefishim, because as we just said, all of the Menachos are similar to the Chavite Gon Gadol in eight ways, and only similar to the Lachmei Todah in six ways. 8 trump 6. Aye, but what about the fact about the trump card? It doesn't hold with the trump card. He says numbers matter. The Isvirle, the Davar, Halamed, Zereshava, Enel Chozum, Lamed, Binyanav. Now maybe he says that once something is learned out from Zereshava, it cannot teach other things in the Binyanav. So therefore, Chavite Kohen Gadol is out to be a source. He still has the Lechem upon him. So he'll learn out from the Lechem upon him. Aye, from the Lechem upon him, we couldn't learn out before because Lechem upon him was only similar in four ways to other Menachos, where the Lachmei Todah was similar in six ways. He doesn't care. Here he has a trump card of Hekdesh Mehekdesh Adafli. It's better to learn Kachikachim from Kachikachim than Kachikachim from Kachikachim from Kachikachim, and therefore he would have a trump card on the other way, that they learn out all other Menachos from the Lechem upon him to make it 12. And exceptions would be Chutz Milachmei Todah Nazir Shembos Eser Esher. They come 10-10. How do we know that?
Are the other Menachos Kachim Kalim?
No, they're all Kachim Kachim.
But they're brought by Hedjot?
They're Kachim Kachim?
So what's Kachim Kalim here?
The Lachmei Todah. Okay. So then the Mishnah has brought Rabbi Meir who said, yes, all Menachos are brought by 12, except for the Lachmei Todah and the Nazirus. That'll come 10-10. How do we know that? Lachmei Todah, the Hedjik Sibahu. When it comes to the Lachmei Todah, it's preferred written in the Pasuk. Right? In the Parsha of the Todah, it says that you're supposed to make four different types of chalos. Chametz, Matzah, Rekik, and Revucha. And then it says, V'hikri v'menu echa mikol korban truma l'Hashem. You take one of each set of ten, and you give them to Hashem. It doesn't get burnt, but I guess it gives to the Kohen. So the Gemara says, it says truma. So if truma is similar, is eser, right? Truma is meiser. Just like truma is meiser is 1 in 10, so to the Lachmei Todah, when you take off truma, you're taking off 1 in 10. So it's befavor is written in the Pasuk. It's not befavor, right? It says behedjik sivu. It's not behedja. It's learned out of a limit also. The limit is, because it says truma here, it says truma by truma is meiser. Just like by truma is meiser, you're taking out 1 from 10, so to here, you're taking out 1 from 10. But that's behedja. Now, but Nazirus, how do we learn out that the Nazir brings 10 chalos from the two, he brings matzos and rekike matzos. He says the Amar Mar, learned in a Brisa, I think it's in tomorrow's stuff, Right? By the parsha of the Lachmei Todah, it says, the Lachmei Todah says, Al Chalos Lechem Chametz Rakiv Korbanol Al Zevach Todah Shlomov. So it says Shlomov. Now Shlomov is plural, I guess. Is it? Al Zevach Todah. What is, how does Shlomov come out? Al Zevach Todah Shlomov. Shlomov just says Al Zevach Todah Shlomov. It says Larabo Shlami Nizer. Shalmi Nazir. Comes to include the Shalmi Nazir. And I'm not sure what the Shlomov comes to teach us. It's something for the Pasuk. From the Pasuk of the Lachmei Todah, where it says, Achalos Lechem Chametz, Yer Piv Korbano, Azevach Todas Shlomov, I guess the word Shlomov comes to include Shalmi Nazir. I don't know how. Does he say anything? I don't know how that works. What? I'm not sure how that works. Okay. Okay. Amar Rav Tuvi Bar Kisna Amar Shmuel. Rav Tuvi says the name of Shmuel. Lachmei Todah Shafon Arba Chalos. Instead of making 10 of each, he makes one of each. So he only has 4. Yotza Yotzi Dechova. Amar says, Ahaba Inim Abayim. But that's not the Torah saying you need 40. You only need 4. The mitzvah, no, the 40 is just the mitzvah, but it's not ma'akev. Gemara says, wait a second, if I buy you fushay truma minayu, the Torah says you're supposed to take one off from truma. And to give, so you, how are you taking off one off? If you're taking one, you're left with nothing. So he says, v'chitem with the mafresh mikol chada v'chada, maybe he just pulls off a piece from each loaf, right, the perish mikol chada v'chada, can't be. The Pasuk says, higri menu echad amarachmana, which means a full, which has to be one full one, v'shalo yitol paros, and you can't take a piece. So now it says, v'afreshino bilisha. Yeah, you took off like when we do challah. You took off a piece. You took off one piece when it was still the dough, and then you baked it. So you have the kohen has a piece, and everyone else has a full loaf. So according to Shmuel, if you baked only 4, you were yotzei, provided you took off a tenth of that of the dough before it was baked. So meisve is another esker kasher Shmuel from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says kol haminachos sheriba b'midas chalason. All menachos that's supposed to be brought, I guess, with 10. And you brought it with either more or less, it's kosher, except for the lechem upon him, which has to have 12. The chavite kohen gadol, which has to have 10. And the lachmei told him the zeros, the chavite kohen gadol has to have 12. And the lachmei told him the zeros, which have to have 10. So it's a kosher shmuel. It says over here, you have to have the full 10. How does he say that if you brought the lachmei told him and you only had 4, you're a yotze. 4 means you only baked 1 of each. You need 10 of each. So Gemara says, no. Gemara answers, who the Amar Ki Haitana? Shmuel, the Machlokas Tanayim. Shmuel doesn't hold like that Brisa. He's going to hold like a different Brisa. Tanya, the another Brisa that says, Kol HaMenachol Sheriba B'midas Chalason, every Karban Mincha that has too much. Right? Or Shemiyit B'midas Chalason, or you have too little. Sheros. Chutz milechem upon the chavite going gadol, except for lechem upon him and the chavite going gadol. That's what Shmuel holds like. Including that would be the lachmei todah. And the second man d'amr in this price of yesh omrim, af lachmei todah in the zeros. Some say even the lachmei todah in the zeros would not be kosher if it was less. Shmuel's going to hold it to Tana Kama in that price. Fine. Rav Huna says, minchas ma'afe. So that's a mincha that goes in the oven, I believe. Where you have to make 10 chalas or 10 wafers. Sha'afa chala achas yotza. Because if you baked one chala, and you're supposed to do 10, but if you baked one, now chala here doesn't mean chametz. Chala just means it's, as opposed to a wafer, it's a loaf. But they were able to make it in a way that it didn't become chametz. So ma'afa sha'afa chala achas yotze. My timer, why? We just said you need 10. He said, no, because if you look in the pasuk, it says matzos without a vav, which could be read as matzas. Right? It says, v'chi takriv korban mincha ma'afa tano solos chalos matzos. Without a vav, it's written chas of lus b'shemen. So since it's written chas without a vav, and it can be read lashon yachid as matzas, that teaches us b'di'evet that it's enough even with one matzah. So maskif la Rav Papa, so Rav Papa asks Rav Huna, right? Taima d'ksiv matzos. The whole reason why you're telling me that one you can be yotzi with one is because it says matzos in the singular with chaser, so it can be read as in the singular. Haksiv matzos, had it said matzos with the vav male, lo, then you wouldn't agree. But by the lachma todah, diksiv matzos. It is written mole. It is written matzos. V'amar Rav Tuvi bar Kisna amar Shmuel lachmei todah often abra chalos yotza. And yet we know that Shmuel says if you bake one thing, it's yotze. Why? It's mole. So Hayi Pliga. So Rav Tuvia argues on Shmuel. Rav Tuvia is going to say, right? Don't Rav Pop, you're asking me on Shmuel. I don't hold like Shmuel. I hold like the other brother of the Brisa. The only reason why I say a karban mincha can be kosher if you bring it one would be only in the situation is if it's in the pasuk where it says matzos chaser. But if in the Lachmei Toda where it says matzos male, I argue with Shmuel. You'd have to bring all 10. You wouldn't be yotzi if you brought one. Okay. Next Mishnah. Ha'omer hayaba. Okay, so now the omer would come yisaron mishalos sa'in. Shtei alechem, shtei asronim mishalos sa'in. Lech aponim, esriva abra asronim, esriva abra sa'in. So there's a ratio. You had to get fine flour. So in order to get the fine flour, how much did you have to bring to begin with? So the korban omer, you would bring one. You would get one yisaron out of three sa'in. That's how you just would be nif to get three. You would sift it to get from three sa'in. That was clear enough. Shtei lechem, shtei asronim, mishalos sa'in. There the ratio was, you would get two out of three. Right? You would get two asronim out of three sa'in. And the lechem upon him, asriva arba asronim, asriva arba sa'in. You would get 1 to 1. You would get 24 asronim out of 24 sa'in. Right? I guess it was not as fine. The omer, I guess, was more fine. Okay. My timer.
The omer was a different grain.
We'll see that in a moment. Yes. So my timer. What's the reason why you have to sift, I guess, three sa'in in order to get one isaron for the omer? Kevet the mechadosh asay. Number one, the omer comes from chadosh, and therefore it's still, I guess, it's still wet, and therefore it has a lot of bran, a lot of waste in there. And misaron asay, it also is coming, like you said, it's coming from barley, so it's much coarser, so you have to sift more. But isaron mufchar lo asay el mishol sa'im. So in order to get fine flour, you would need three sa'in to sift out three sa'in. Shtei lechem, shtei asronim, mishlo sa'in. Shtei lechem, the ratio was 2 to 3, 3 to 2. There came in the mechitin asin. It's coming from chitin, even though I forgot the gav mechadosh asin, even though it's coming from the chadosh, shtei asronim, mishlo sa'in. You can get two asornos from three sa'in. So there are two negatives, barley and chadosh. So the omer has both negatives. The lechem, the shtei lechem only has one negative, it's chadosh, but it's not barley, it's chitin. And the lechem upon him, it's a srim arba, as soon as we srim arba saim, doesn't have any of the negatives. My time. Number one, came in the mechitin, also comes with chitin. Number two, my yashin also, it's coming from older grain. Therefore, yisaron mufchar, also yisaron. You can get a good yisaron just from one saw. All right, Tana Rabbanan, we learned in a brisa. Kol ha-menachos shariba b'midas asronin. O shemiyat b'midas asronon, isronon psulos. If you didn't have the proper amount of yisaron, and the end product was wrong, you're supposed to get one yisaron, two yisaronos, three yisaronos. You bought too much, you bought too little, it's pasal. But riba b'midas sa'an shalahen, o shemiyat b'midas sa'an shalahen k'sheros. But let's say I got the yisaron, they said you use three sa'an to get the yisaron. I used two, and I was very good, and I got it. That's kosher. Why? It's the end product that's important. The Mishnah here is just giving you a best practice, a suggestion of best practice. The best way to get a yisaron for the omers to bring it from Shalos Sayin. You were able to get it from two, or you needed five, fine. So long as you got the end result, it's still kosher.
So how do we square this with the earlier mincha way on Shabbos you bought from five sir of barley for the omer, where you'd have too much?
You bought it from what? I didn't hear you.
Didn't we learn that if you were cutting the barley on Shabbos, you'd cut five sits out.
Right. Okay. So that was on Shabbos. It's not on Shabbos.
Okay.
And that was machlokes there anyway.
It wasn't.
Right.
Because I can remember how it was resolved.
Right. It was a machlokes there. Anyway. So it was a machlokes in the Mishnah.
Okay.
Now the Mishnah is also going to deal with sifting the flour that was ground up to get the solus nikiya. Now there are two points or reasons why you do the sifting. Number one, you're supposed to separate the solus from the suvim to get the solus out from the waste. Right? And number two was to take the solus away from what's called avak kemach. I don't know what that is. It's something that while you grind it, it seems to be some leftovers that comes to it. You have to separate that as well. So ha'omer hayemenupe b'shalosh esrei nafa. You used to, I guess, used to sift it, right? Ha'omer hayemenupe b'shalosh esrei nafa. Right, used to sift the solus, I guess. The solus is done through 13, is sifted 13 times. Shtei lechem is shtei misrei. Shtei lechem took 12 times. Lechem upon ba'achas misrei, 11 times. Rabbi Shimon Omer, lo hayla kitzma. He says there was no shear. You did it as much or as little as you needed in order to make it into the fine flour. Ela solas menufas kol tzach, rahayim mevi. You just bring solas that was sifted, whatever was, you know, the necessary amount. Shnemar, v'lakakla solas v'afisa osa. Right? It's just tehei menufa kol tzach. You have to bake it when it's fine. So you just make it fine. 13, 12, 10, 20, 40, who cares? As long as you got it done, you got it done. So tana rabbanan. Learned in a brisa. The ofer was the omer, which you're sifting 13 times. It's bedaka and then begasa. First you would sift it in something that had small holes, like a smaller sifter, which was fine holes. And then you did it with gasa, one that had bigger holes, because you're getting out, you're sifting to get out different things. And then bedaka begasa, and then the daka begasa. I guess you would do that 13 times. I'm not sure that it's 26 or 13. I'm not sure if you do each one once, and that counts, when doing each one is one, or each one is its own one. I'm not sure. Rabbi Shimon,
what is he saying? That you do the first one, you do the smaller, and then you go to bigger?
Yeah.
How does that work? I mean, you're using the smaller first, and it's fine already. So now you're going to use a bigger? So you're going to get, what are you going to get?
You get other things. There are things that didn't fit through the small holes are going to now come through the bigger holes.
Yeah, but your whole purpose is to sift it.
Right, so you're sifting for two, that's what I mentioned in the beginning, you're sifting for two different things.
So are you sifting the flour the second time? Are you sifting the flour that you've already sifted?
Yeah. Yeah. So I have a whole bunch of flour. I have a whole bunch of flour. I sift it through here. Now I have another. I had left over.
Right.
I had the waste to throw that out. And I sift it through here. I had more. And I keep going back and forth.
Yeah, but that would make sense if you're going to be doing it the other way. First you do the big one, then the small one.
Why?
First you do the big one, then the small one.
The back of the bigger, everything comes out.
Right.
Because the
process
is to get the most finest possible.
Yeah, but you're doing it backwards.
It's not... You'll have times or pieces as you're doing it. You keep refining each time.
No, but that's not going to work. If you take out the big ones, then you're getting that. You're leaving the small ones.
Correct.
So the small gets smaller and smaller and smaller. You're starting out by taking out the small. What are you doing with the big ones?
But then you're doing it again. You're doing it again 13 times. Why is your question?
You're getting smaller.
His answer is right because you gain nothing if you sit on something thin. Then you take a.
So what are you gaining by doing it 13 times? I'll ask the question, why are you doing it 13 times?
Okay.
Because Lachamosh Mishinai, they do it 13 times. That's why you're doing it.
They want it to find as possible.
Right?
But then, okay, never mind.
I hear what you're saying, but...
If you keep doing it smaller and smaller, that means you're going to be left with nothing.
Look at the top Rashi. Bedaka Gasa. Rashi says Bedaka Gasa. The Shtei Nafos Hayav Mikdash. There were two sifters in the Mikdash. Achas Daka V'Acha Gasa. Ubetchila Hayav Nifim Bedaka. First they were doing the Daka. V'Haisa Koletas Asoles. It would get. It would keep this. Let me read. Right. Let me read. V'Haisa Koletas Asoles, and it would read. It would maintain the Soles. V'Hasubin and the Subin. V'Haya Kema Cholech La'Avar Nafa Kemina Grusos. V'Achak Nosen Osa Begasa SheKoletas Hasubim. And that would hold on to the subim. Same thing. You just keep going back and forth, to make it finer and finer.
You're going from the big one to the small one, then back to the big one.
Then you go from the small one to the big one, the small one to the big one. 13 times. 13 times, back and forth.
Each time.
Right. So Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Omer, no. He says, Shloshes rei nafos hayav b'mikdash uzolim al mizu. He had 13 sieves in the base of Mikdash. Each one was on top of the other one. I'm not sure.
This makes more sense.
I'm not sure that works. There were 13 sieves. I think each one had finer holes.
Right.
And then you would pour from the top, Elyona Kolesa Subin, and Tachtona Kolesa Solas. And they would just pour. I'm not sure if it was just like a big chain. You'd pour on the top, and it would just go all the way through the 13. Or you'd pour, catch. I'm not sure. Okay. Rabbi Shimon Amaloya Kitzma. There was no limit. Right. Tana Rabbanon. He learned in a brisa of Lakata Solas, Mafisa Osa. You would take Solas and bake it. Melamed Shenikacha Solas. See from here that it's mutter. This is talking about it's mutter to buy solas. This is a possible lechem upon him. You can actually buy the fine flour for the lechem upon him. Uminayin shafilu chitin. How do you know that you are permitted to buy?
This is already sifted.
Solas is already is not sifted. The chitin is already sifted, right?
Yeah.
Uminayin shafilu chitin, pre-sifted, like the bodek flour, right?
Yeah.
Talmud Lomar, the Pasuk says, "Lekachta mikol makom," from any place you want. You can buy anywhere. Yochel af shar minachos. Maybe all other kabbalos minchos kain that'll be mutter to buy chitin, to buy. Is it by chitin? Tamad lomar osa. Only the lechem upon him you can buy chitin, but other minachos you have to buy. Other minachos you can, yeah, you cannot buy chitin. You have to buy solus. B'tnei hachisachon, which means a loss. Say, what's going on here again? So
you want to make sure that you're buying chitin, fresh stuff and you can.
No. Chitin is before solus. Chitin is stage one. Solus is stage two. Okay. So my mipnei hachisachon. What's mipnei hachisachon? Amar Rabbi Elazar, a Torah chasa amamona sheYisrael. The Torah was careful about the money of the of Bnei Yisrael. They didn't want to increase the prices. So what would happen? So if you look at the Rashi on the bottom, the last Rashi, a Torah chasa Torah amamona sheYisrael. The fisha lechem upon him hein kef dalad Yisronos. They're 24 Yisronos. The lefi shehem the chol Shabbos for Shabbos, and they're brought every week. The olim ledavar gadol, and I guess they're brought. I guess they become it's a lot big expense. Hutar liknoso min achitin. They allowed you to buy it from the grain. Kidei sheyavo lehem bezol, so it would be cheaper. Just buy it from the grain. Meishim hayulochim solus min a tugger. If you buy the flour from the tugger, it would be more expensive. Shakona solus konoso biyoker, because fine flour is much more expensive. But other carbon menachos, just a small amount. The ain bo's tadjim, they don't come all the time. It's not weekly. Lo hutlik noskim solas. So then the Torah said you have to buy the actual fine flour. There was a Torah trying to make it that we're not going to increase force a high price. So if you force the lechem upon it to be brought from the solas, you're going to end up spending a lot of money. But the carbon mincha, which is not as big, it's not as much solas, it's not as frequent. So that, they'll say, you have to buy from the solus. But I guess, another thing I would say is that...
Which is not taken to the labor costs?
Right, the lechem upon him...
Labor.
The lechem upon him was also made by the experts in the... I don't know, okay. So, hecher and miza. So how do we know, where did we learn in the Torah that the Torah is chasam amon shei Yisrael? The Torah was careful not to waste the money. The pasuk says, v'hishkisa es ha'eda v'es b'iram. S-B-E-R-A-M, right? Yishkisa se'eda, the S-B-E-R-A-M. Where's that pasuk? The pasuk is in Bamidbar. Kacha samateh, bakela se'eda. This, I believe, after, by the seller. It says, kacha samateh, take the staff, gather the nation, atava aron achicha, v'diparte mal seller, speak to the rock, le'neyem, v'nasa ne'imav, and it'll bring up the water, v'otzeis le'mayim in a seller, v'yishkisa es ha'edah v'esbiram. You should give to the aid to the people and to their behemos. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a miracle in order that you should not only save Bnei Yisrael but also save their money and also save the behemos. You see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is chas al biram. I think this is actually one of the sources, according to I forgot where it is, the Gemara that talks about Tzar Bale Chaim. I think this is one of the sources that says Tzar Bale Chaim, this sort of Tzar Bale Chaim is min haTorah from over here. And of course, Baruch Hu actually fed the behemoth as well. Okay, we'll stop here. Pick up tomorrow with the new parrot.
Sorry.